Clem Frank's trial will occur, week of June 30th, Atlanta Journal. Wednesday, June 4th, 1913. Although no definite decision has been arrived at by Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey, the indications are that Leo M. Frank, the pencil factory superintendent, who is under indictment for the murder of Mary Fagan, will be put on trial during the week beginning June 30th, instead of the week of June 23rd, as had been expected. It is understood that the solicitor will be ready with the prosecution for the later date, and that if the defense does not ask a delay, the trial will begin at that time. For several days, Solicitor Dorsey, assisted by City Detectives Campbell and Starnes, has been preparing the case against Frank. In addition to the numerous affidavits obtained from prospective witnesses, the solicitor has had prepared a very large diagram of the pencil factory interior upon which he has indicated everything which he thinks will be of importance to the prosecution. One rather mystifying entry on this diagram is the sketch of a shelf which is supposed to be in the private office of Superintendent Frank. This sketch is explained on the diagram as follows. Shelf on which notes were found. Just what notes are referred to cannot be learned. It has been understood that the only notes written about the murder were those two which James Conley, the Negro sweeper, claims to have written at the dictation of Frank. If any other notes were found, this fact has not been made public. Solicitor Dorsey refuses to explain the entry. Won't question Conley. Before leaving police headquarters Wednesday morning to appear before the Fulton County Grand Jury in connection with the Vice probe, Detective Chief N.A. Lanford announced that if there was to be any further quizzing of James Conley, the Negro sweeper at the National Pencil Factory, it would occur at the Negro's suggestion. I am satisfied with what Conley has sworn to concerning his part in the murder of Mary Fagan, declared Chief Lanford. When he was returned to police headquarters from the jail last Saturday, I told him that if he thought of anything else in connection with the murder that he wished to tell, to have the turnkey notify me, and I would bring him to my office. I have not seen Conley since that time and have not heard from him. Should the Negro let it be known that he has further revelations to make, we will again interview him. In the meantime, it is my purpose to leave him in solitary confinement and to his own meditations. If he has not told the whole truth, he will, I believe, send for me within the next few days. After adjourning their meeting Wednesday, the four members of the county board, General Clifford L. Anderson, W.T. Wynne, S.R. Terman, and T.C. Waters, held a half-hour's conference with Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey. Although no party to the conference would discuss the subject of the conference,